Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Now, time to catch up on the latest from our wonderful world of music with our resident Open House music guru, David Andrew. And this is going to be probably streets ahead, my favourite music segment of these past 18 months, because for me, I will have not only one, but two guiltiest music pleasure moments in this. I know what's coming. David Andrew, welcome back.
G'day.
Thank you.
It's good to see you.
Delta Goodrum we're going to start with. She's not, but she's still good.
All right. All right. Let's start with Delta Goodrum. So yes. She's just released a brand new album.
Yep.
It's called Child of the Universe. And look, say what you want about her judging on The Voice. However, she is actually a pretty good writer. And so she's come out with a brand new album, and each one of these tracks was either written or co-written by her. They're good songs. And for pop listeners and for, you know, people who enjoy that kind of brand of music, you're probably really going to like this. So let's check out the single that you would have heard around called Sitting on Top of the World.
So that's Delta Goodrum sitting on top of the world. Your judgment, David Andrew?
Look, I like it.
Yeah.
I actually really like it. It's really catchy. It's poppy and it's hooky. So it wins.
Tick. Okay. Now to my first of my guiltiest music pleasures. But this is actually your choice. So I say thank you. It's an album, I might say, my friend, I already have. This is Donald Fagen.
It's good. It's a good choice.
We should explain for the uninitiated who this man is.
Okay, so look, Donald Fagen is one half of the group Steely Dan.
Yes.
Who were just miles ahead of their time when they started releasing music. They were hard to categorize. They're either pop or jazz or rock, or they were kind of somewhere in between, and they were just studio cats.
Musos.
Yeah, musos, real hard workers, yeah. And there's, you know, you could fill a book with some of the great illustrations and stories of them being in the studio.
I remember speaking to a young drummer who was going through a tertiary music education course a couple of years ago, and we'd been to the Steely Dan concert in the Hunter Valley of New South Wales the previous weekend.
Oh, nice.
And I started banging on about this, and he said, oh, my lecturers are always talking about Steely Dan. I said, well, they would, wouldn't they? Yeah. So he's half of this great duo.
Yeah, they're great music. You listen to, you know, a lot of studio guys will use Steely Dan to kind of tune their systems. And
yeah.
It's great music. So
great stuff.
Check out their back catalogue.
Yep.
But so this guy, Donald Fagen, has released another album. He released three albums as part of his Nightfly trilogy, and
yes,
has come and done something kind of brand new with this one. And so it's an album called Sunken Condos, something that you're not too likely to see in too many places. However, it was a surprising top 40 hit in Japan.
Okay, let's have a listen to Donald Fagen's new track. Without you, some other destiny, a future scape. Now, I kind of know that by heart because I've been tragically over the last week since I've got it myself playing it over and over again. It's just classic Donald Fagen, Steely Dan kind of music, isn't it?
That's perfect.
Yeah. Now we have a Christian artist to showcase on our music segment. Tell us about this one.
That's right. I thought it's time we revisited the Christian artist
genre.
Yeah,
sure.
So look, we had a look at this guy back in our very first music segment, and in our absence of focus, the bands continued to just get only better. Hit a bit of a rough patch where he released his blog, which seemed to attack the Christian music industry,
okay,
which is an industry that himself is a partaker of. So it's either a very smart or a very dumb move on his behalf. But look, he's continuing to make music. And the stuff that he brought up is stuff that I kind of agree with anyway, that the Christian music has a sound that you already hear, and that creativity should stand in its own merit.
Yes.
Regardless of whether it's, you know, redeemed or not, regardless of whether the music has given its life to Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's a good point.
So, you know, either way, it was a really bold move to make as an artist in the Christian music industry.
Yes.
And so what he's done now is released this live album, which I think is just phenomenal. It shows off what a great talent he is. He's a there's like really good songs, really good songwriter, and then also has moments where you just go, this guy's a shredder. He's a wicked guitarist. And so I've selected a track where you get to hear him start to play some of that stuff.
Okay, this is Heaven from the album called A Creation Liturgy. Let's have a listen. I really like all of that. That is so good.
It's,
well chosen.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it's a great segue into our next point of discussion.
Yes.
Which is...
games. Now, games platforms on Open House. We've never done this, David, so this is a first for us.
Yep.
Where are you going to take us, my friend?
Okay, so there's been a game released called Rocksmith.
Right.
And I've had a bit of a beef with music games beforehand. There's a game called Guitar Hero, which I think should potentially be renamed to, you know, Plastic and Buttons Hero, because it's not really a guitar.
Totally, yes.
So I've got a tiny bit of a beef with that, because you don't get to, you know, have to work hard and practice and do all these things that real musicians...
You're a muso.
That's correct.
Yes! Yeah,
that is correct. And so potentially I'm coming at it from that angle. However, what's come along is this game called Rocksmith, which changes the whole scene, where instead of a plastic, you know, cheap plastic thing, you actually plug your real guitar into the game console. So it's a PlayStation 3 or an Xbox game.
Yep.
And you start to learn how to play all these riffs and these great songs that you've kind of been idolizing for a while, and actually get the chance to become a real guitar hero, potentially.
How do they teach you?
So it's a combination of the technology is there where it recognizes the notes that you're playing.
Yes.
And so it's based on, you know, it rewards you, or it checks off that you've been playing the right notes and the right timing and the rhythm. It enables you to go over and practice those riffs and rhythms that you've missed out on. You just get to build those skills. Plus, there's a whole bunch of components where you work on recognizing what note it is that you're playing, or like little mini arcade games that help you learn chords or learn how to do guitar techniques and stuff like that. I think it could be a game changer in regards that you're taking all of these skills and these techniques that you need to learn as a guitarist, and you're gamifying it.
Yeah.
Which is such an addictive, you know, place anyway. Like, the whole gaming industry is there's the chance to get lost in that. But for that to happen and also bring a component of, you know, upskilling, or, you know, developing your talents and your gifts and your talents and stuff, bringing them two together, I think it could actually be helpful.
With the amount of time people spend on gaming consoles and in front of computers playing games, you can imagine how good these people will get.
Exactly. I mean, that's the opportunity is there, and it's also a great place for people. You know, that people at the party who are like, well, you know, I used to play guitar, you know, but I gave it up.
Have a look at this.
Yeah, I know. It's an opportunity for people of all ages to kind of jump on this console and maybe start to learn some of the basics and start to move towards potentially learning how to be a good guitarist.
I'm sure that'd sound good. So it's Rocksmith, I'm sure.
Rocksmith. Check it out.
Might check it out, actually.
Google it.
Now, a few months ago, we introduced this guiltiest musical pleasure thing.
Correct.
You started off with, what was your track?
I believe it was Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah, right, okay. Yep. Then we gave it to our eternal embarrassment on this program, Kate Cardwell, and she chose the Spice Girls.
Yep.
So I've gone back to, guess who's Steely Dan.
Here we go.
This is FM, appropriate. As long as the mood is right, no stand, no stand, no stand, no stand, no stand. Now That's Steely Dan.
I feel like that's less of a guilty pleasure and just...
Yeah, it's just an indulgence.
It's just all time.
Yeah, yeah. So we could just keep on playing this for the rest of the night.
That's a good call.
Yeah, I got this on my iPod together with every other Steely Dan track. So thank you for my guiltiest musical pleasure, David Andrew.
My pleasure.
It's been always a pleasure doing business with you. And we'll see you perhaps next on our final show on December 9.
Beautiful.
We'll go out with Steely Dan.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.